We will talk about an interesting subject. Actually, some challenges the evangelist might face during his mission. We will talk about the cultural shock and identity crisis. When somebody is transferred to another culture, he loses all the framework of familiar symbols he's used to. He's a bit confused when to shake hands. Shaking hands in some countries is just a slight palm touch, while in other countries it's shaking hands till the wrist. Also, how long should we keep an eye contact? In some places, keeping an eye contact means that you are invasive, and their perception is that they shouldn't keep an eye contact because this means respect. While in our perception, keeping an eye contact means that I'm interested in listening, I'm concentrating with the person I'm talking with. Also, how long should I keep a distance? Keeping an arm distance in some countries is perceived as you are cold or you're not warm. Also, some gestures and body languages. Do you know what does this mean? What does this gesture mean? Okay. Do you imagine in other places this gesture means money? Yes, in Philippines this means money. In other places it means worthless or a big zero. In some places in South France it means zero. So if they offered you something to eat, for example, and you made this sign, it means this is worthless. So this is a very important and very complex context. Also, nodding the head. Nodding the head up and down in our culture means okay or yes. But in other cultures, it means no. And in more confusing and complex culture, they say for yes, this and this. So it means yes and no, and you're confused. So the foreigner, as a matter of fact, will feel like a fish out of the water. No matter how he or she is open-minded or full of goodwill, he will feel that he is out of this culture, out of this society. And he will feel like an alien in the culture. So let's define what is culture. Culture is the way of life people pass down from one generation to the next generation through learning. Everything I have learned from my fathers, from my surroundings, and it is passed from one generation to another generation through learning. Also, culture is what makes you a stranger when you are away from home. When we feel that sense of loneliness, this is because of the culture is different. Also, another definition is culture is what makes us us and what makes them them. Also, culture is just like an iceberg. All of it is under the water of awareness. On the bottom, we have the values and thought patterns, above of which we have the beliefs, and on the surface we have the behavior. So what happens when icebergs collide? When icebergs collide, if we don't know their values and thought patterns, we will definitely collide with them. Let me give an example from the evangelism from Africa. When some of you have been to Africa, we were all surprised that there is dancing at church. Everybody was feeling this is not normal. We didn't like this way, because this is not our culture. But actually, what happened is they have a value and thought pattern that says that dancing in their culture is just a language. It's only a simple expression for their emotions and feelings. However, in our culture, dancing is only a sort of a worldly practice for entertainment. So from this came the difference. And if we're not open enough to this idea, we will definitely collide with them. And we would have perceived this as negatively, as something negative, because we don't know the background. So the causes of culture shock is, as we said, the first cause is the collision of icebergs, or the collision of internal cultures, values and thought patterns. The other cause is the breakdown of communication. And the third cause is the identity crisis. The breakdown of communication. Human beings are all social by nature. And in a new culture, communication, when it breaks down, this brings frustration and experience pain. And in a cross-culture encounter or experience, communications will break down. You have to know that and you have to be aware of that. As a reaction for the breakdown of communication comes the identity crisis. When we go outside our home to a foreign culture and an alien environment, identity crisis is our psychological reaction to totally unfamiliar or alien environment. It's our way that we have something inside us which helps us for automatic coping. This automatic coping doesn't work in an alien environment. So here comes the identity crisis. So it's something, it's neither good nor bad, as they say, but it's a fact and we have to face. There is something, nowadays they call the threat, any threat, a challenge. So if we just consider this a challenge, not a threat, we will definitely act better. So the culture shock is that kind of silent sickness that affects the unexperienced traveler. And we are here learning to be somewhat experienced. Culture shock is something normal but unpleasant. It has negative experience, but it has positive effects, many positive effects, like the learning experience, like the increase of intercultural understanding, adaptation and integration. And when we achieve all this, we will forget about all the negatives of the culture shock. Another definition for culture shock said by Hofstede is that the software of the mind doesn't work in a different cultural environment. It's also a psychological phenomenon resulting from the stress produced when we leave our home cultural environment to another environment, and the symptoms or prognosis varies from one person to another. What are the symptoms and prognosis? First of all, depression and feeling of helplessness. Hostility towards the host culture and its members. It's unfriendly manners towards all the host culture. Homesickness. Lethargy, which is feeling that I don't have energy to do anything. I'm not interested to do anything. The fear of physical contact, and it comes in many forms. I fear, for example, to touch anybody. I fear drinking water. It comes sometimes to, I fear to pick up the phone and call anybody. I'm not sure about the medical assistance they have. It's general fear. Foreigners also, they often complain, join together and complain to criticize the host culture. And this leads to stereotyping, which is the feeling that my culture is the best culture and all cultures, they're not as the same as its standard. There are six stages of culture shock. The first stage is the preliminary stage. It's the preparation stage. It's the stage where anticipation occurs. I am busy preparing. I have many expectations, great expectations for the place I'm going to. So this is the preliminary stage. It starts here. Then comes the honeymoon stage or the spectator stage. In this stage, I see everything as perfect. I see the different smell than ours, for example, in India, as something exotic. It's formidable. But later on, this changes. This honeymoon stage will end. When participation stage starts. In participation stage, it's what the traveler will do to start living in the society and mingling in the is the real communication with people. And then problems begin to arise after participation, which is the shock stage. Then comes the adjustment stage. It's when I begin to mingle and communicate with the society and succeed to produce successful relationships. And then the re-entry stage. This chart explains the stages. This is the peak of the first stage, which is the honeymoon stage, yes. And then after some participation here, the curve starts to decline till it reaches the shock, the peak at the culture shock. And then after some adjustment, I try to adjust till I reach also the peak when I return home. And then after returning home, we have a re-entry stage or a reverse shock stage. It appears when somebody has lived abroad for about 3 or 6 months, and he comes to find everything in Egypt is unbearable. This is another illustration for the culture shock. The first stage also explains the euphoria stage. Upon arrival, as we said, everything seems wonderful. But this doesn't last long. And we have an advice here. At this stage, we shouldn't take any decision. It's not right to take any decision in the euphoria stage because we are affected with many other things. We didn't see the real life there. Maybe after a second time or after a few months later, we can take a right decision also with praying. Then the shock stage. And then the acculturation stage. The acculturation has 4 possible outcomes. And then, according to the outcome, as we'll see in the next slides, our outcome will define the stable state. The 4 possible outcomes, if we have high integration with the original culture together with high integration with the host culture, this is the best scenario. It's called integration or multiculturalism. In this case, the person will have both, will be compatible in both cultures. An example for this is Dr. Magdi Aoub. He's both compatible in his original culture and also in the host culture. He's very successful there. He has a sense of belonging in both cultures. Quite the opposite is called the marginalization. The person doesn't have any sense of belonging either in his original culture or in his host culture. And this person is usually will not succeed in Egypt or when he goes out. If somebody is not already successful here, he shouldn't imagine that he will be successful anywhere else. The third thing is the assimilation. The assimilation, the one has high sense of identification to the host culture. Somebody might say this is something good. I have high sense of identification with the host culture, with the new culture. I'm adapting. But actually, if you don't have a high sense of identification to your original culture, you'll not be genuine. You'll just be a copy. The separation, it's where there is high sense of identification with the original culture and total separation from the host culture. And you find this when you travel in some areas abroad in the districts of Indians, of Pakistanis. This is cultural separation. Let's make a small exercise about the outcomes we discussed from the Bible. The assimilation, we said, if you remember, it's high identification with the host culture and low identification with the original culture. A good example for this, I think, is Lot's wife. She had very high identification with her host culture and forgot about all her original culture, and at the end she became a pillar of salt. Her heart and mind was there. She was refusing her original culture. An example for marginalization is Lot. he had low identification with the host culture. He didn't like it. But either he had low identification with his original culture, he was unable to return back and live with Abraham at the desert. Although St. Peter says he's a saint and he's righteous, but maybe it's a stage in his life. An example for separation is Moses. Do you know which stage in Moses' life? When he felt separated. When he killed the Egyptian, he felt separated and went to the desert. And he had very high sense of identification with his original culture and the Hebrews. Also, Oprah, she's the opposite of Ruth. She was not able to cope with the new culture like Ruth did, and told Naomi, your people are my people and your God is my God. Also, Peter, in a certain situation, when he refused to eat in Galatians 2, verse 12, it says he withdrew and separated himself. The positive examples are many, of course, starting from Joseph, passing through Esther and Daniel, till St. Paul. They all managed to live successfully in the original culture and in the host culture. Is it possible to shorten the duration and minimize the impact of the culture shock? Yes, it is possible. First, we have to be aware that there is a thing like culture shock is present. We have to be aware there is a culture shock and it's going to happen. Next, try to remember that the problem probably is not in the surroundings, it's probably in you. It's not in the surroundings. So this will give you a positive way of thinking. Then accept that although there is a culture shock and it has negative results, it has also positive results and experience. How to cure the culture shock? First of all, don't panic. The first thing is to pray and speak to God. Then don't think that you are strange or abnormal. It happens to everyone. Prepare yourself to cultural adaptation through knowledge. Being forewarned is forearmed. Arm yourself with knowledge. Skills, learn local communication complexities. Learn some words in the language which enables you to go shopping, to do anything in the society there. Try to develop some abilities. And try to adapt with your attitude. Try to develop a positive attitude always. Also, for yourself, to look for the best, not the worst. Train yourself to enjoy the diversity of people, not to fear it. And everything, remember that everything comes with practice. Then find a host national who is sympathetic, who you trust. He could be your friend who you can trust and ask him about many things in the culture. Be realistic in your expectations. Don't overexpect anything. And be patient, understanding, and accepting to self and others. Try always to develop an open mind together with an open heart. Cope or cop out. To cope is to adapt in the society. But to cop out is to avoid doing anything. So it's your decision at the end. But the result can be either increased self-development or it could be negative and you will miss a big chance for growth. Lastly, the international experience, the international experience, we develop a new personality. We develop a more sense of belonging to our culture with the international experience, together with respect to the other cultures. So the real value of international experience is self-control and self-confidence, awareness of another international culture through experience, and also awareness of my own internal culture, self-awareness of our own values and identity. And lastly, I say each situation in life is a turning point, but it depends who will take the opportunity and use it, and it at the end, who will make it a tragedy or who will use it as an opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, Shireen. It's really nice. While listening to Shireen, I can see the immigrants, our Coptic community in Canada and America. I can see all these patterns there. You know, some of them are really separated from the culture, totally separated. Others are very much successful in mingling with the community. So you can see all the patterns of this story. Thank you, Shireen. It's really important to know that the honeymoon time of spending short missions here and there is not, you know, the standard of living afterwards. I mean, if you go for a mission like 1 or 2 weeks and enjoy the time, this does not mean that if you spend much longer time, you will not face the cultural shock. So it's not easy to take any decisions in the short time period.